Good morning. This is the Faith Builders program coming to you from Oasis Christian Center, a family church in Smith Station, Alabama. We invite you to listen to Pastor Rock Edmonds as he ministered the Word of God. Our church is a non-denominational Word of Faith church. We hope that this program is a blessing to you and that you would tell your friends and families to tune in. Now, here is Pastor Rock.
All of you here today.
Amen.
And I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock, and we want to welcome each and every one of you here to Oasis, and we are honored by having you here today. If this is your first time here at Oasis, would you please just raise your hand so our ushers can give you a card this morning? And let's give our visitors a hand clap of welcome today. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We invite y'all to just enter into what the Lord has for you today. Amen. Because He is here and He will minister just to what your specific need today.
Get them to keep their, get you, if you will, to just keep your hands up for a second if you hadn't received a thing so they can see you. And okay. If you're a visitor, so they can know who to get it to.
Amen.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we always like to start the service with speaking a word of blessing over you. You know, a lot of people might not really understand what speaking a blessing is all about. But, you know, the word of God is truth, isn't it? And so when I speak a blessing over you, I'm speaking what the word of God says about you. Who it says you are and what He says belongs to you.
Amen.
And so just be ready to receive this morning Amen. What God has for you today. Father, I just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over each and every person here this day. I declare in the name of Jesus that your steps are ordered of the Lord. I declare you are consciously and unconsciously led by the Spirit of God, led in right paths according to the perfect will of God, not ahead and not behind, but right on time. I declare you walk in the divine wisdom of God. I declare you have the perfect knowledge and understanding in every situation and every circumstance. I declare you and your household are blessed of the Lord. I declare your finances are blessed. The spirit of debt is destroyed because of the anointing that breaks the yoke of debt. I call you debt-free this morning in Jesus' name. I declare your body is strong, healthy, and whole, nothing missing and nothing broken. I declare you walk in divine health. I declare peace over your mind. I declare soundness of mind this morning. I declare in the name of Jesus that the angels of God surround you and keeps you and protects you and your household. I declare you are covered. You are covered by the blood
yes.
of Jesus Christ
yes.
in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
This time I'll turn over to Pastor.
Just a couple little things before we get in the service. You know, we have dinner on the grounds today, and we want you all to stay. There is tons and tons and tons of food out there, and we're going to have games, and just there's going to be prizes, and it's just a lot of fun. This is one of the best days that we have every year, this an anniversary celebration, and we just want you all to stay and just avail yourself of everything we got today. The fellowship with each other makes us all stronger. So I encourage you again. Please join in the fellowship today, if you will.
Yeah.
And now it is neighbor looking time. So look at your neighbor, smile at your neighbor, and point at your neighbor and say, I came
to receive
God's good word,
this day.
And I declare,
I'm ready.
Are you ready
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare,
I'll never
ever
be the same.
Again.
Again.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over the rest of this service. Father, we thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of your calling. We thank you for revelation knowledge. We thank you that the word of the Lord will have free course in our midst. We thank you for strong utterance and strong anointing. And that your people make a strong drawing on the anointing of God. We thank you for answers coming in your presence this day. Holy Spirit, speak through me, preach through me, teach through me. Help me to say exactly what I should say in the way that I should say it. Illuminate the eyes of my understanding, Holy Spirit. Help me preach, Holy Spirit. Help me teach, Holy Spirit. And Father, I thank you that we are preaching and teaching your word. And you said anytime your word is preached, signs and wonders follow your word. So we're preaching your word and we're expecting to see signs and wonders follow this word this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Ask you, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to Romans chapter 8 and verse number 14. Glory to God. Romans 8, 14. Now I want to give you a little different perspective. I know this is Easter Sunday and it's resurrection. You may not have known this, but Buddha is dead. And Buddha no longer speaks. Muhammad is dead. And Muhammad no longer speaks. But Jesus is alive and well. And Jesus still speaks to his people today. And that's the perspective. We serve a living God. We're thankful for everything he's done for us, but he's alive and he's still speaking to us on a daily basis. And we want to go there today. Romans 8 and 14 in your Bibles. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. John 10 and 27 says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Okay, now let's take that for a second. My sheep. I know on a talk show that I never watch because I can't stand it, there was someone, I saw the highlight reel, and there's this person on this talk show saying how the Lord doesn't speak to people. You've got to be out of your mind if you think the Lord speaks to you today. But undoubtedly now, this scripture says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them and they follow me. So there's a lot of people that don't know that God speaks to us today because they don't have revelation knowledge because they're not born again. Because if you're born again, I promise you, God will speak to you. You might not have ever recognized His voice, but He wants to speak to you. He will speak to you. As long as you're His sheep, He's talking to you. And a matter of fact, the person that I was saying he might not speak to them, but that's not true, because he is speaking to that person. If that person is not born again, he's wooing them, he's calling them, he's speaking to them and just saying, I love you, I don't want you to go to hell, I want to help you, I want to bless you, turn to me. That's what he's speaking to them. John 10 and 27, same scripture in the Living Bible, my sheep recognize my voice, and I know them and they follow me. Recognize means to identify. We identify God's voice. Now, I have a personal relationship with God. I mean, it's very personal. I mean, I know Him. I talk to Him. He talks to me. I pray to Him. He answers my prayers. I mean, it's an ongoing thing. It's a daily thing. I have a daily relationship with the Lord. Now, a lot of people, I know I could lose somebody in this, but God will speak to you about everyday issues of life. And a lot of people say, no, he's not going to involve himself in the little bitty issues of life. If it's a little bitty issue in your life and it's important to you, then it's important to God if you bring it to his attention and you include him in it. God will tell you, you're going to have a baby and you're wanting to know what is the name of that child. God will tell you the name of the child, the best name for that child. You may be deciding, because of all the stuff that's going on, am I going to homeschool this child or am I going to send him to the public school system? God will tell you whether to homeschool your child or not. God will tell you where to take your dog to the vet. God will tell you what doctor to go to, what vitamins to take, where to go shopping for a deal and when. Ladies didn't hear that. There's a whole lot more shopping going on in here than I know about that. I know I've heard you ladies talk about shopping and how y'all get anointed to shop. Y'all should have been real excited about God telling you where the deals are. God will be as involved as we allow Him to be in our life. Hang on. Let's pause. God will be as involved as we allow Him to be. Now, sometimes we won't let Him be involved. Sometimes we put Him up on the shelf. And we take Him down a couple of times a year. Christmas and Easter. Or until some tragedy occurs. And then we take Him off the shelf. We say, Lord, I need you. I need you bad. I need to draw close to you. I need your answers in this because something's going on. But God is speaking, and God is saying, I'd like to be more involved in your life. I'd like to give you my wisdom on how to do your bills, on your problems. You want any help getting a house? God says, I'll be your help. I'll help you get a house. I'll help you get the right house for you and your family. I'm alive. I'll speak to you. I'll lead you. I'll guide you. Let me help you. I'll get you the right car. Now, I've told this before. Charmaine, she's in here somewhere. She can raise her hand. She might be in the outside now. She just went outside. She was telling me a couple of years ago, she was really praying and praying about getting the right car. She didn't want to get the wrong car. She wanted to get a really good deal on her car. And God was just leading her and guiding her. As she's praying, somebody told her to go to this certain car dealer, and she went there. And then they had just got in this SUV that was like brand new. It had hardly any miles on it. It was an unbelievable price, low price, and she got it. Now, you can say what you want to, but she involved God by leaning on Him and by praying about it and seeking Him. And when she involved God, God said, I'll answer your prayer. I'll be with you in this. I'll show you. I'll lead you. I'll guide you to the right place to go to get the best deal. And He will, if we'll ask Him to. Tina. Where's Tina? Is she in here or she's outside? There she is. Okay. Now, Tina, half your house was blown away in a tornado. Never touched you. But God had to help you. You asked Him to help you on getting the house put back together again. You wanted to know, what do I do about this situation? What do I do about that situation? You're constantly praying and you're asking Him all these things. And you had different people that came to you that wanted to rebuild your house. And some of them wanted to rebuild your house because of how much money they would make. And some of them wanted to rebuild your house because they were the one that God called to rebuild your house. And you got the one that God called to rebuild your house. But you had to sort them out, and you had to let the Lord, as you were praying, you sorted it out. You had a witness in your spirit who you should use and who you shouldn't. And that's the way He leads and guides us. He gives us a witness on the inside. If we give God some time and attention, He'll speak to us. The question is, do you have a personal relationship with the Lord? Do you talk to Him? Do you listen to Him? Do you have conversations with Him? Let me explain conversation, because there's a lot of people who don't understand what conversation is. I went off with a minister one day in his car, and he's a nice guy. I love him. And from the time I got in his car, I was in the back seat of his car, and I'm listening. He's telling me about his church. He's telling me about his family. He's telling me about everything. 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 2 hours later, I'm like, dear God in heaven, please let us pull his car over. Please, please, because I ain't said one word. I ain't said nothing in 2 hours. I mean, this man's having a conversation, so he thinks. But the problem with that is there's only one person talking. Thank you very much. And right as I'm getting out of the car, he said, oh, how's your church doing? I said, it's great. I got out of the car. You understand? And I vowed to the Lord and to myself, I'll never get back in that car again. Because he didn't understand the thing about conversation. Conversation is two-sided. You know, I understand we talk to the Lord and we say, Lord, here's my problem. And God wants us to do that. He wants us to tell us what's bothering us, what's on us. Here's what I need. Here's what's burdening me down, Lord. That's okay to talk to Him about that. And He'll lift it off of us. But at the same time, conversation with the Lord, because I have a personal relationship with Him, is two-sided. It's not just me talking and talking and talking and talking like it was in that car. One person talking and the other person listening. It's talking and listening. What's the Lord got to say about it? What's the Lord saying to do about it? You got to wait sometimes and listen. Mark 7:16 says, if any man hath ears to hear, let him hear. Matthew 13:15 says, for this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they've closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Now, I'm going to give you that same scripture, Matthew 13:15 in the Amplified. It says, for this nation's heart has grown hard, and with their ears they hardly hear, and they have tightly closed their eyes. Otherwise, they would see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and turn to me, and I'd heal them spiritually and physically. If we put our relationship with God up on the shelf and never talk with Him unless we hit a major problem, to you it may seem God doesn't speak today or that He doesn't speak much. But really, it's that you aren't sensitive to hear His voice like you would be if you had a daily relationship with Him. God hadn't stopped speaking. We as a people sometimes allowed our ears to become dull of hearing, and we're not listening, or not listening close enough. We're so preoccupied with other things. We give God very little time and very little attention to hearing Him. So it could seem like God's not speaking, but He is. Romans 8 and 16, the Spirit itself in the King James is what it says, but it's actually translated Himself. The Spirit Himself beareth witness with our spirit that we're children of God. Now, on a personal relationship, you know, I told you up until a few years ago, I didn't know what to do with the Holy Spirit. You got the Father, you got the Son. What do you do with the Holy Spirit? I didn't know. I didn't know you could talk to the Holy Spirit and ask Him because He's God's agent on this earth. So I've learned to, I'm talking to the Holy Spirit a lot. I'm asking Him things. I'm pretty bad sometimes about misplacing stuff. I know none of you ever have that problem. But to me, especially my keys, sometimes I don't focus when I lay my keys down, and my keys could be anywhere. And we had searched for my keys for about 2 days in the house the other day. And said, we got to find those keys. And I had this revelation. Ask the Holy Spirit where your keys are. Could have had a V8. Holy Spirit, please show me where the keys are. I went and looked at a place I'd already looked, moved some stuff around, and under this paper, which looked like there was nothing, no room for it, there were my keys. They'd been there the whole time. But the Holy Spirit revealed to me, I was unconsciously led to go to the right spot. See, he's a gentleman. He wants us to ask. By asking, I had divine help. See, we have a God that speaks to us today. He guides us. He bears witness with our spirit. Bonnie, I told this before, Bonnie was taking notes, watching a TV preacher, and she's taking notes, and she's writing down scriptures. And then somebody calls her on the phone while she's doing this. And it seems like to her that the very scriptures that she just wrote down on the paper is the very scripture that this person needs. She said, I think I'm going to give it to them. And she gave them that scripture. That's exactly what they needed. Her spirit was bearing witness. This is it. This is the reason I gave it to you. Give it to them. It'll bless them. It'll help them. The Holy Spirit is our friend. I depend on Him. A thought pops into your mind that you know wasn't your thought. That's God giving you an inward witness. John 16 and 13. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He'll guide you into all the truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. And He will cause you to know things which are to come. Isaiah 30 and 21, and thine ear shall hear a word behind you, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. I was in a group of men one time, a long time ago, and a question came up in this group. Have you ever heard God speak to you? And hardly any man in there, I mean, there's a couple, but hardly anybody raised their hand that they'd ever heard God. One of these people in this room was a minister. And I'm like, you're preaching sermons and you ain't never heard God speak to you? I'm like, man, you need to sit down. Because you need to get the voice of God. You need to know what God, you got to hear His voice. Or you're just, all the word is good, but it needs to be rhema to whoever He is here today. This word has to be rhema for you. My sheep hear my voice. It didn't say my pastors hear my voice. My ministers hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. You don't have to be special to hear God's voice. You just have to listen and spend time in His presence. He wants to speak to you. You've got problems right now that God is saying, I'll solve those problems. If you'll spend a little extra time in my presence and you'll just get in my presence and just listen, I'll solve those problems. I'll give you the answer supernaturally. I'll give you the answer to solve those problems. Because you'll recognize it's my voice that's speaking to you. Sometimes you may be reading your Bible and all of a sudden a scripture just seems like it just lifted up off the page or it's highlighted. And you're like, what is this? I remember the first time it ever happened to me, I'm like, oh my God, what is this? And that's what it was. It was, oh my God. It's God speaking to me personally. That's what, He's a personal God. He will speak to you personally. He has a word that's just for you. You might be listening to a song and certain words in that song just speak to you and you don't know why and you just play it over and over and over. It's because the Spirit of God is on that song and He's speaking those words of comfort or encouragement to you in that song. That's the reason you play it over and over. It's producing peace in you. There was a missionary and his wife, this is true, said they were leaving the mission field and going back to Texas. And there was one thing that they still needed to do. This was a Thursday, and they needed to have their car sold by Saturday. But they were trying. That's the only possession they had left that they hadn't sold. And they've been trying to sell it. Nobody was responding to any ads or anything they had on the car. And this minister said he's praying. And in his prayer time that morning, and he's praying, he said, tell you the truth, he said, I'm just praying about the car because we got to sell this car. And I'm praying, God, you know, we only got till Saturday. This is Thursday. We got to have this car sold, or we're just going to have to leave it. And he says, as he's praying, God quickened a scripture to him, Romans 4:17. God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. And the Spirit of God was telling him to call his car sold. So instead of praying about the car anymore, he said, in the name of Jesus, I call my car sold today in Jesus' name. Well, he and an associate pastor of the church that was there had to go to the bank to do something, so they drove over to the bank, and while they're in the bank, he gets a call on his cell phone. Now, it's only been a few minutes. He gets this call, and this person said, so you want to sell your car? And he said, yeah. He said, well, I'm standing outside, and he said, I saw the sign in your car, and he said, I want to buy it. He said, I want to look at it, but I'm pretty sure I want to buy it. Just a few minutes later, he'd already bought the car, and he said, well, you know, this transaction, it's going to take a little while. He said, no, my bank's across the street. They had a notary at the bank. It was all settled in just a few minutes. He had the whole thing done. Now, you can say what you want to, but he had a personal God that gave him a personal word. Here, change up your prayer. When you change this prayer up, when you speak this word, it's going to quicken this situation, and that's going to unlock it. And now that problem that you have won't be a problem anymore. It'll be solved. That's the same thing He'll do for us because He's a personal God. He knows, you know, a lot of times we think, well, you went through this. What did you do when you were in this situation? You can do the same thing they did, and it won't work for you because you've got a different situation. There's different issues in that situation, and it takes God Almighty to give you a personal, perfect word that'll unlock that situation. I could hear God better today than I could 20 years ago. But I'm still learning to hear His voice all the time. God isn't speaking more. I'm hearing better. Hang on. I didn't say I'd arrived. I'm still not hearing good enough. But I'm hearing better than I was. I was like a deaf man. I can't hear nothing. But now I'm hearing just a little bit better. I know I give you other examples of having a witness or hearing the Lord. We were in intercessory prayer, and on Tuesdays and Fridays we have intercessory prayer with several different ones of us here, and I had a witness in my spirit. When I say a witness, just a peace came up in my spirit. Asked Bonnie to teach on it was a certain Sunday night, and I said, well, my mind said, well, I can't ask her because she needs more time than that, because this is Tuesday, and so I'd be asking her for this fall Sunday. I had something else lined up, but I kept getting it. And I said, well, okay, I'm going to ask her. So I did. As soon as I'm asking her, Pastor Sharon said, I got the same thing. I had a witness in my spirit that you're supposed to ask her to do that. And so she taught that Sunday night. She taught on fear. It's one of the best messages Bonnie has ever taught. It is so good. I mean, she went into detail. There was revelation knowledge in that message about fear and about how to get out of fear, and it was just so good. Now, my mind would have overrode that because I didn't think there was long enough notice. Actually, I thought Bonnie would scream and holler. And Bonnie would tell me there's not long enough notice. But she did it. Now, I understand that feeling because I would have screamed and hollered years ago if somebody had asked me to do it on a short notice. One day, me and Pastor Sharon, we were going to the hospital. And we pulled up to this red light. Somebody rolled down their window and told us our taillight was out, our brake light. And I already knew it, but I had forgot it. I was going to do something about it, but I'd already forgot it. And I said, well, I had this in my spirit because I'm trying to listen to my spirit and train myself. I said, I think we're supposed to do this right now. I'm thinking we need to go into the hospital, but I said, I think we need to do this right now. So we found an auto parts store and went in the auto parts store. And this may sound funny to y'all because it seemed funny to me. But I went into this auto parts store. There's two lines, several people in both lines. And I'm like trying to listen to my spirit. And I said, I know a lot of people say, que sera, sera, it wouldn't matter anyway. You know, whatever will be. But I said, I'm just trying to listen on the inside of me. Is there any line that would be better than the other line? Would it matter? And I felt like there was this guy over here, and I felt, get in that line. I got in that line. What do you lose? Tell nobody. I didn't have to tell y'all. So I got in that line. I got up to him, the guy. I asked him about the taillight because I knew the brake light. I knew they installed a lot of stuff like that. He said, no, we don't do it. We have it in stock, and we can get it for you right here, but and you can buy it. He said, but we don't do that. I said, that's okay. And then he said, wait a minute. He said, do you know about this place around the corner? It's like 2.5 blocks from here. I said, I don't. He gave me the name of it, and he said, go there. And he said, tell them. And he gave me this nickname, and it was an odd nickname. I couldn't tell you what it was because I'd be lying to you, but it was an odd nickname. He said, tell them like so-and-so sent you. And I said, okay. So me and Pastor Sharon said, well, what's it going to hurt? Let's just go on there now. We're on the way to the hospital, but let's just see because it may take forever. We were on there. We went the 2.5 blocks, and this place has got cars and cars and cars everywhere, and people are working on cars all over the place. And there's one little spot just to get in the driveway. And I pulled in. I was really blocking the driveway. I pulled in blocking the driveway. And I'm thinking, my natural mind's thinking, this is going to take days. We're going to have to make an appointment, you know, like you should. And there's no way we're going to get it done today. That's my natural mind. And so as I'm pulling up and I'm fixing to get out of the car, he said, nah, you can't do that. You're blocking the driveway. Go on, you know, move the car down the street. I said, okay. So I did. And I got out of the car and I come back and I walked up to him. And he's telling me. He's starting to tell me how long it's going to take to do it once I told him what it was. And I said, well, so-and-so sent me. He said, so-and-so sent you. I said, yeah, he told me to come here. I said, I never heard of this place before, and so-and-so told me to come here. He said, oh, that's different. Come here. He said, move your car right back up here and block it right here. I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, so the owner pulled up while I'm blocking the driveway. And the owner, I mean, there's cars everywhere, and the owner said, what's going on here? He said, he's having to get this, you know, brake light fixed, and we're taking care of him. He said, and I know he's fixed the question, why are you letting him block the driveway? Why are you doing this, and we got all this other stuff going on? He said, so-and-so sent him. So-and-so sent him. I didn't know that. He said, let me see where you're at on doing this. And then he said, no, you got the wrong tool. Go back and get the right tool. We got to get this thing going. I'm talking about, we were in and out of there. I'm talking about 7-8 minutes. We're tops. We're out. I mean, we pulled up, poop, 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 gone. I still don't know. All I know is it caused the favor of God. I asked God, okay? And I'm telling you, God will speak to you. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. He'll put you in the right line that you need to be in to get the proper information that you need to get the favor you need. My God is still alive, and He'll do whatever it takes to bless you or help you in any way. The little things maybe to us, but they're big to Him. If we include Him in them, I promise you, And I know a lot of people, they tilt when you say stuff like that. Nah, God's not in that. God can't do little stuff like that. He's not in that. That's all right. He does it all for me, I guess. And you said He won't do it for you? I agree with you. He won't do it for you. Because He don't love you. You must not be His child. But I'm His child. He loves me. He'll do it for me. I'm praying about a situation. I got a battery, and it's not working. It's a battery on our gate. It's not working. And the neighbor checked it. He confirmed it's not working. And so he did the check on it, you know. And so I took it back to the parts store that I had bought the battery at. I knew it still have a warranty on it. So I took it up there, and the guy looked at it. He checked it. He said, "This battery, it's working." I said, "Really? There's something wrong with it." "I think there is." I said, "Anyway," he said, "Well, let me put it on. There's a 30-minute supercharge they can do." And he said, "If it won't take that supercharge, there is something internally in this battery wrong, and we'll refund you if there is." So he did that. I came back, and he said, "No, it's fine." I said, I'm stumped. And he asked me a couple questions. Then he said, "Have you considered the fuse?" "Hang on. I've been praying about this situation. I don't know nothing about this situation, but I've been praying about it. I was told it was the battery." He said, "Have you considered the fuse?" I said, "No, I hadn't considered that." Got me some fuses. Went out there, put the battery back in. Swapped one of the fuses out. Worked perfect. Worked perfect. Now, you can say what you want to, but God had that guy say, "Have you considered a fuse?" Because I was asking him. Understand, I'm praying and I'm listening. I'm guided by praying and listening. 1 Corinthians 2:14, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they're foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they're spiritually discerned." Now, God can do a miracle for a natural man and he won't recognize it's God or it's a miracle. He could be healed of cancer and he only had just a few short weeks to live and he's completely healed of cancer and he don't recognize God did it. He thinks it's completely medical science. Or I'm not saying medical science is not a good thing and medical science isn't partnered with God to get us well, because he is. But I'm saying the credit belongs to God, because it was God that gave them the knowledge to do that. And you've got to recognize it's God getting that miracle to you of health and healing, however he brings it. But somebody that's living mainly at the human level, they don't see things spiritually, even though they're happening all around them, they're blind to it and deaf to it. I'm going to give you that same scripture in the New Testament for everyone. This is a new one. I've never seen this one before. 1 Corinthians 2:14. "Someone living at the merely human level doesn't accept the things of God's Spirit. They're foolishness to such people." You see, they can't understand them because they need to be discerned spiritually. See, a natural man thinks it's foolish to pray about little things. "I don't need help. I got this." But a natural man might struggle trying to get it done without the flow of God's Spirit. The natural man, his heart is out of tune with the Spirit of God, so he has difficulty hearing. I'm going to ask Patty to come, and I'm going to ask Pastor Sharon if she'd come. If you give God some time and attention, he'll speak to you. You can have a closer walk with God starting today. He wants you to draw closer to him than ever before. Let Easter, let today be a time of resurrection, a time to rededicate and reconsecrate your life to him. Make a new commitment to the Lord today, right now. Psalms 85:8 says, "I will hear with expectant hope what God the Lord will say, for he will speak peace to his people." And John 10:27, which we started with, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." How many of you are God's sheep? If you're God's sheep, you hear his voice. You qualify to hear his voice just because you're his sheep.
Praise the Lord. Awesome word this morning. Amen. And then we're going to all be willing to be more sensitive to the Spirit of God. Amen. That's something that we all need to dedicate in our hearts this morning. And if you are here this morning and you want to draw closer to the Lord, maybe you're already saved, but you just feel like you don't have a close enough relationship with God right now as you feel like you should, everyone bow your heads this morning if you will. And if that's you this morning, you want to draw closer to God, I ask you just in your hearts this morning, just pray to the Lord and ask him this morning to have that closer relationship. Father, we just come to you today, Father God, thanking you that you are Lord. Father, we just come to you asking that you, Father God, give us what Pastor talked about this morning. Give us that relationship with you, Father God, that we'll be closer to you, Father, and that we'll be sensitive to hear your voice. Father, that we have that personal relationship with you, Father. And God, we just thank you this morning that you care so much for us, that you want to have that close relationship. You want to have a conversation, not just us talking to you, God, but that you are talking to us, and we are sensitive to that, Father God, and we are listening for your voice, Father. We thank you and we praise you this morning, Father God. We make a new dedication in our heart today to draw closer to you, to have a personal relationship with you, to have that relationship where we have a conversation, where we speak to you and not just us speaking to you, but you are speaking to us. And we are listening and we are hearing your voice, Father God. We thank you and we praise you for it, God, in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
Amen. And as we have a couple of special things for you this morning. And at this time, is it the choir that's going to do?
No, it's drama.
Drama. Okay. At this time, we're going to have our drama team come, if you will, at this time. Amen. Let's give them a hand clap as they're getting ready to come in.
Praise <Nice God>. God.
Not the guys here. They're just preparing for the drama team. Amen. Just be blessed today.
Praise God.
We thank you for listening to today's Faith Builders program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins, and he has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you would like more information, we would love to hear from you. You may contact us at Oasis Christian Center, 35 Lee Road, 223 Smith Station, Alabama 36877, or by phone at 334-298-8887. Also, you may contact us by email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. And remember to visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net, where you will continue to experience a building in your faith. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.